The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Getting in early and building that platform, we're now able to leverage resources from other countries and move with speed and rapidity effectiveness to curb that epidemic.
The Prez on Ebola, feeling confident that they're moving fast enough. In the meantime, they're going to start testing at 5 of our airports for people who fly in from Liberia. They're going to test them with a thermometer, take their temperature, ask them some health questions, and then send them on their merry way. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's what happened with Tom Duncan 3 times in Liberia when he left the Ebola-ravaged country to come to be reunited with his girlfriend in Dallas, Texas, where he boarded a plane in Washington, D.C. after coming from Liberia to get to Texas. He was asked questions in that country. They had his temperature taken 3 times. He went to the hospital not feeling well once he was in Dallas and was sent away with a fistful of antibiotics. He ended up going back, only this time he was in an ambulance and he was throwing up all over the place. Riddled with Ebola, he lasted 10 days, died on Wednesday morning. The mayor, Mayor Mike Rawlings of Dallas, said, "We're deeply saddened to learn that Mr. Thomas Duncan has passed away. We appreciate the dedicated service of the emergency and medical personnel who worked diligently to care for him. On behalf of the city of Dallas, I extend our deepest sympathies to the family and friends of Mr. Duncan. I remain confident in the abilities of our healthcare professionals and the medical advances here in the U.S. and reassure you we'll stop the Ebola virus in its tracks from spreading into our community. I want to reinforce to the public that this was an isolated incident of the Ebola virus contracted by the individual who while residing in another country, came down with it. This is sad news for all involved. We will continue to work in partnership with Dallas County to do everything possible to protect our public health and all in the city of Dallas." All right, so we're 10 miles away here from where that happened. We got another guy in the hospital with Ebola who went unprotected into the apartment to get people out, get things out, to start to get the ball rolling with the police department. Didn't feel well. He went to a care center. They got him in an ambulance and took him to the same hospital where Thomas Duncan died on Wednesday morning. The upshot of this is you've got also the family and friends of Thomas Duncan who are screaming for an investigation into the hospital. There are lawyers that are swarming around, and it looks like there's going to be a couple of different lawsuits. In the end, Duncan was wrapped in several layers of plastic because of the whole Ebola thing. A hazmat team came in and tore apart the sheets and everything else and where he was in that hospital, and they have to cremate the body, and that's exactly what they did when you have an Ebola situation like that. That's exactly what they're doing in West Africa, by the way. So Ebola, one of the things that we're talking about here on America Tonight. I am banging the same drum. I think it's great if you want to take people's temperatures, have them fill out questionnaires, all that kind of thing. But the bottom line is the way to at least ensure some safety, a little bit of a layer, would be not to have flights to Liberia. Yes, we have Liberians living in this country, some legally, some illegally, whatever it might be. Big communities. In Dallas, 10,000. However, safety first, if that's what we're saying, and we feel confident, Mr. President, Mr. Mayor in Dallas, whoever, then I think what you need to do is have a little wall of security, and other countries are doing it, including Africa. If I were the governor of Kenya, I'm not allowing flights in. That's what they're doing. I'm not allowing flights into Nairobi from West Africa. Why would the people in that country not allow that? Because they do not want to see it spread like wildfire in their own communities. Because this is an epidemic. They want to see it stopped in Africa. And, of course, it's in the best interest of everyone. As we're seeing outside of the borders, other people are getting affected, like in Spain. They have now 5 people in isolation, 1 dead dog because they had to kill him, the nurse who came down with Ebola, that was her dog. And they're doing everything they can in Spain. You know, and you get these doctors that jump in front of the microphones and they say, we are confident in our abilities and we've got the best equipment and we have the best people. It's a virus, a ravaging, awful disease that kills people. It's a coin flip, for goodness sake. So Thomas Duncan was in the United States, not in Liberia, in a crowded hospital somewhere. He was in the United States of America. Of course, he was turned away the first time. I don't know, would that have helped those extra days? Didn't get the experimental drugs until 6 days in. He did not have a great chance, I don't think, from the very beginning. And part of that was because supposedly he lied when he was asked about having brushes with someone with Ebola. And, you know, therein lies the rub. All right, let's go to Bud in New Jersey. You know, we just did a cool segment, and I'm going to remind everyone, you can always send me your dumb things. I think Bud is not even going to share anything about Ebola. I think, Bud, you want to confess to a dumb thing.
Yes, Kate, how are you?
Good.
A few days ago, I was repairing my father's steps. I did some masonry work for him. So he turns around and he says, now I want you to paint the steps gray. I want gray on the steps. So I go out, I buy a can of masonry gray paint, a quart. That's all I needed. So I started painting the steps. Now the neighbor comes over and distracts me, and I got talking to him. So for a habit, once in a while, I like to sit down. So I sat down right on the wet steps. And he's looking at me, and I said, what are you looking at? And he says, didn't you just paint the steps? I go, uh-oh. I get up. Here comes my father at the door. He looks down, and he sees my butt prints on the wet paint. And he says, what's this? Now, he's 97 years old, and his mind is about as sharp as anything. I looked at him. I says to my father, I says, well, Dad, you're a proud owner of a butt imprint on your paint. I said, do you remember World War II where there was a sign that says Kilroy was there? Well, there it is.
Bud sat here.
I'm walking around with a butt with gray paint.
Oh, I love it. That is a great dumb thing, Bud. I love it. Good share.
Yeah, no more mistakes. I'm not allowed to no more dumb mistakes in front of my father. He won't let me down.
Yeah, he's not going to let you forget it. I love that he's 97. How cool is that? 97 and sharp as a tack. Great story, Bud. Thanks for sharing that. See, everybody does dumb things. Have you ever done that where you painted something and you try to be really careful? You know, it's like you're moving around like everything is like glass. It could break. But it's just that you don't want to touch the paint. Don't touch the paint. Wet paint. There's wet paint here. I haven't done what Bud did where I sat in paint, brushed against paint before, for sure. Where, you know, just on the side of my arm or something where I forgot that something was wet paint. You can leave an imprint. Just remember that. Thanks for sharing. Coming up next here on America Tonight, Brandon Lang, Mr. Two for the Money, joins us to talk a little football. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Once again, we get to catch up with my pal Brandon Lang. I'm so jealous of this guy. Every time we find him, he is either hanging someplace really cool, or he just got off the golf course and shot, I don't know, a 65. And so once again, we caught up with him last time in Miami. He was coming off of Doral, coming out of shooting, I'm sure, a great score there. Now he's hanging out with his best friend and doing the golf thing. And here he is with us on America Tonight. Brandon, how'd you shoot?
Shot a little 78, finished bogey, not too happy about that, but still won a little money. And, you know, you can take these little breaks when you've won three straight weeks on the website. So all is well. Things are rolling well. And let's start off your listeners with a little joke. So Al-Qaeda's number one terrorist sneaks into the United States. He's in New York, and he's undetected by our CIA and our FBI. They can't find this guy. Number one, took over for Bin Laden. And after 30 days, this guy goes and sees an American doctor and says, "Doc, I'm sick. I'm vomiting, diarrhea. I feel like I'm going to die. Can you help me?" The doctor looks him over and sees where he's from. And he goes, "Yeah, I think I can help you. I've been working on something with lab monkeys, and I think it's going to work for you. I'm going to put you on a one-month cleanse. Now, in the first week, get the biggest pan you got where you live, put it in the middle of your living room. I just want you to urinate in that pan for a week. Detox, cleanse, get it out. Now, week two, just take a dump in it for a week. So I got you peeing and pooping in the same pan for 2 weeks. Now, here's the key for you. Big key. Weeks three and four, you pull up a chair right next to that pan and just breathe it in for 2 weeks. You come see me after a month. Let me know how you feel. Month later, Al-Qaeda terrorist walks in. "Doc, I feel great. Feel like I can run a marathon. What'd you do?" "Doc, you're a little homesick."
That's good. Oh, that's better than Dan in Texas. That's better than his jokes. I love it. Excellent. Good way to start this, too. Warming us up. You know, knowing that you were coming on, looking at lines and whatnot, here's a who cares game. But sometimes a who cares game can be a layup. Would you even touch the Titans and the Jags, Tennessee, giving up six?
No, simply because I don't know where either team is mentally. The Jags played Pittsburgh tough. Bortles actually had them driving to win that game outright through the pick six. Big rookie mistake there. And when you blow that kind of lead at home and now you're asking your team to get back up, Ken Wisenhunt's having to do major damage control there. Again, it's a tough football game. I got some games I love on Sunday, some great value on the Sunday card. I'm going to leave that one alone.
All right, so give us some of your great value. What do you like?
It's funny how people are jumping all over the Green Bay bandwagon because they played back-to-back divisional games against teams that Aaron Rodgers is very comfortable against and teams that Aaron Rodgers beats. He comes out and says, everybody just relax. And the reason why Aaron said that was because he knew we're playing Chicago, and he knew we're playing Minnesota, and these are two teams that I'm going to light up and watch what happens, and he does. So now the whole world gets back behind Green Bay thinking they're this great football team, and how soon they forget that they lose at Seattle. We're down 21-3 to the Jets when Geno Smith and the Jets implode or they lose that football game. And now you got them going down to Miami, laying 3.5 to the Dolphins. And how soon we forget that on the road, this is a Green Bay team that crossed midfield 3 times against the Lions for the entire game. So the whole world sees back-to-back over 40 performance against Minnesota, Chicago. But how soon they forget that this football team was very close to being 0-3. Not only are the Dolphins plus 3.5 going to cover, they're going to win the game outright, and they're going to punch Green Bay in the face.
I like that. I love that prediction because I think you're right. People forget. They jump on the bandwagon after a couple of weeks, and I love the fact that you say forget it. They're going to cover absolutely.
Look at Miami, though. Everyone jumped off their bandwagon because they beat New England to start the year. And then they go into Buffalo, and they get beat by a Bills team that, well, wait a minute, they just went into Detroit and won. Buffalo might not be that bad. Okay, great, no problem. And then they lose to Kansas City. Well, wait a minute, Kansas City really isn't that bad, are they? No. And then they go to London and just drill the Raiders. So before people, get off this Miami bandwagon, Miami's a pretty good football team, and you watch what happens on Sunday.
All right, so we'll watch for that one. What else do you like?
I mean, I talk about it on your show. I talk about it on your show all the time. Tony Romo is due for an implosion. He's been too good so far at 4-1, and the entire world is going to jump on Dallas this week, and they're going to go up to Seattle. And you watch the Seahawks cover that number. I've said it once, I've said it again. Anytime, as long as Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are together, that you can get Seattle at home laying a single-digit number, you do it. Simple as that. Right side of the game. 15-5-1 against the spread, the last 21 at home, speaks for itself. I just think Romo gets a good defense on the road. He struggled at home last week against the Texans at home, and their defense isn't as good as the defense he will see on Sunday. They're not going to be able to run DeMarco Murray, and that puts the entire pressure of the offense on the shoulders of who? Mr. Turnover, Tony Romo.
Yeah. Yeah, great point. And that is an excellent observation. Listen to what Brandon's saying there about the single digit every time that you see it. Would you even touch the Cardinals? Because they're hosting the Redskins.
Yeah, I would touch that game. Big injury on the defensive line for the Cardinals. I like what I saw from Washington. Something tells me that's a field goal game. Remember, Washington went on the road and put up 34 on Philly, and they got their offense going. I think it's a good matchup for Washington. I think it's a good matchup for Washington's defense against what Arizona is going to do offensively. Both quarterbacks banged up a little bit for Washington, rather for Arizona. I think it's a good value number, Washington plus 3.5.
Yeah. I mean, this one is a low number, but it's the Eagles hosting the Giants. Do you think the Eagles cover that 2.5?
I don't know about covering the 2.5, but that post total's 50.
Yeah.
And I think that total should be 56. I think we're going to see a lot of points. I think both offenses are going to have their way. I think Eli is going to be able to execute against that Philadelphia secondary. And conversely, I think Nick Foles gets off the schneid against the Giants. I see a similar high-scoring game that we got the other day with the Giants in Washington. Remember, that was 42-14. I would come back and look for this to get over the post total as well.
Yeah. Remember, folks, go to BrandonLang.com. You can get all this and so much more, obviously. But Monday night, the Rams and the 49ers, the reason I bring this one up is because, you know, San Francisco giving up 3.5.
I don't know how this game – the only way that game gets over the posted total is turnovers. That's the only way. If you think Austin Davis is going to execute the Rams offense against that Niners defense, I just don't see it. And now the Niners have to back-to-back home wins over Philadelphia and then last week against Kansas City. Now they got to go on the road with that offense and possibly with no Vernon Davis. I think both teams match up well from a defensive standpoint against both those offenses. I think the only way to play that game Monday night is under the post total.
Under the posted total. All right, Brandon Lang, as always, thanks, buddy. Always fun. You're on the money.
All your listeners, go to BrandonLang.com. At the top of the page, click on the One Day All Access Pass, and I will give you one day absolutely free. It is an $800 value.
Ooh.
You might want to wait until Saturday and Sunday so you get every handicapper's best bet, and that's an $800 value. Absolutely free from Langer the Banger, taking care of Delaney callers all night long.
I love that. Langer the Banger. All right, Banger. Thanks as always.
Got it, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. As always, just a reminder, Brandon Lang, he's right about that. If you are somebody who likes to get a little action on the games, you should check out his site because I'm telling you he's having a great season. And besides, it's a free thing, so if you go to the One Day All Access, I'd take him up on that. But if you don't know Brandon Lang, you got to rent this movie. It's called Two for the Money. Al Pacino's in it, and All Right, guy plays him in the movie. Then, if you haven't heard us talk about the story, Matthew McConaughey plays Brandon Lang. It's just such a wild story. It's a true story. Anyway, stay with us. Much more to come down the pike here on America Tonight.
You made me feel so good inside.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a...
Coming up, don't forget, we have Nail the Score right here on America Tonight. So in other words, whether you like football or not, you might enjoy games. And you don't have to be any kind of a football expert whatsoever. You just have to pick a side. Once the computer decides what the game of the week is, then all you have to do is throw in your 2 cents. Pick who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. And half the time, this is week 6, it is an eeny, meeny, miny, mo. For example, the Colts are taking on the Texans. So you could say the Texans are going to win it. They're going to win it 35-21. Whatever you think might happen. I have no idea what game will be chosen. I hope it is not the Titans and the Jags. Jacksonville, where actually Brandon Lang was calling us from 0-5. Yes, a dismal season, but yet they practically give tickets away. If you lived in Jacksonville, I guess you're not seeing a winning team, but you could go for a song. They even have a pool where people hang out in the pool and swim, and they're taking pictures. They probably can't tell you anything that's happened in that football game, but there you have it. So Nail the Score coming up round the bend in our next segment. In the meantime, many of you have flooded my mailbox with your thoughts on Ebola and a few other things shaking across this great country. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, thank you. I think he sat in some wet paint like Bud did. So he was in the restroom, yeah, trying to get that paint off of his pants. Because that can affect your voice when you're shook up. Those deep pipes sometimes, and it doesn't come out the same way. All right, let's take this one. This was one from Steven in Pennsylvania. He says, Kate, I know you're a Pennsylvania girl or Jersey, I'm not sure which, but anyway, you mentioned the Poconos and this Eric Frean guy. What a creep. The latest is that he left a note. What a nutball this guy is. And I can't believe, like you, that they haven't been able to find him other than he must have really planned this out. How do you shoot and kill a Pennsylvania state trooper and get away with it for this long of a time period? It's weeks on end. This happened in early September. You think they'll catch him? Well, I hope they catch him because it was ridiculous, sickening what he did. I mean, just ambush them. Just randomly ambushed them, opening fire outside of a state police barracks. Certainly they weren't expecting that. So you had one trooper that was killed, and you had another trooper that was seriously injured. And they have not been able to find him. They're finding little clues. It's like he's luring them into the Pocono Mountains deeper and deeper. And think about this. At one time, they had 1,000... people and volunteers, meaning the 1,000 were made up of volunteers, off-duty police, police on duty, state troopers, all kinds of people, combing the area, and still nothing. Nothing. But they found all kinds of things. They found explosives. They found a note, I guess, the other day. And he must have really, really, you know, planned this out. I mean, that's the only thing I can think that makes sense, because it wasn't like he just took off, ran into the woods, and now they're on foot trying to get him, and they can't get him. I mean, he said, I guess, there was notes to reporters, and he said he tried to make his getaway in a Jeep, but ran into a swamp and took off on foot. And he said it was a botched getaway, a disaster. And, you know, so he leaves a note clearly describing that. But, you know, the state troopers have had it up to here with him. In fact, somebody was quoted, one of them the other day, as saying, I can only describe his actions as pure evil. And I think he said it best that way. And they say they'll use force if he doesn't actively. There's your key word. If he doesn't actively surrender, because, you know, it's being thrown in their face too, on top of that. So they found a whole bunch of pieces of paper in the woods, and he describes the ambush and how he managed to escape. And, they haven't found him. I mean, he's hidden rock caves. He's had small fires. That's how he's doing it so far at this point. There have been 4 sightings of this guy. 4 sightings. They're going to take him down. You know it. I mean, is he really going to throw up his hands so that's obvious and he's going to give up? I don't think so. I could be wrong. But this guy is just wackadoodle. He's way off the charts. All right, let's go to some more. Here's this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, emails us quite a bit. And Jake says, Kate, this Ebola thing is creeping me out. I'm not a fearmonger, and I don't think it's going to spread like wildfire necessarily, but I can't believe how many dumb things along the way the government has done. And then they laughably want us to believe that we're completely safe from this Ebola plague. Tell that to some of the police officers who responded immediately to go and help quarantine the family in the apartment where Thomas Duncan was, and Duncan is now dead. I mean, what do you know about Ebola? Yes, we know that some people have survived it, and we know a lot of people have not, and the ones in the United States who survived it described it as nothing short of going through hell, as you've mentioned many times on the show. So I don't understand how we're supposed to slough this off like no biggie. Yeah, I don't think it's no biggie. I mean, I agree with you. You can't, I mean, we're not going to walk around like the boy in the bubble. I mean, I'm 10 miles from where Duncan was, but so I'm not quarantined in my house. I have no brush with him or, to my knowledge, anybody who had a brush with him either in my daily life. But I think it's, yeah, it can't be treated as casual. It's interesting because one of the police officers who responded to going to talk to the people at Duncan's apartment who had nothing, no hazmat gear, hands, anything, Zippo, and went in the apartment, was feeling sick on Wednesday, went to a care center, and immediately they made sure all the people were covered. There was like 15 people there, and you know, he didn't just walk in, gallivant in, and say, oh, no big deal. And then they got him on an ambulance and got him to the hospital and got him in that isolation area. So they were careful. They, being the healthcare people, were careful to handle it that way, and that's a good thing. But, you know, I don't think that you can just feel as though it's nothing, because then why would all those people in West Africa have died? And to me, the scary thing is the flights coming in, because you have people that are Liberians that are here, or family members that are there, or whatever it is. And think about that. Let's say I'm from Liberia. I come in and maybe I'm legal. I've gotten my papers, whatever. Doesn't matter either way, just for the sake of the story. And now my mother and brother and whoever, they're there and I'm concerned, they're worried that no one around them has per se gotten it, but people down the street did in the village or whatever. I want them over here, they want over here, they come over, but they've had a brush with somebody with a so-called hard-to-do bodily fluids, and then they have Ebola. So whose fault is that? Well, of course, we're having open airways with these planes coming in and out. So now we're going to take people's temperatures and ask them questions when they deplane, which is ridiculous because, first of all, how many people are, if you were scared and you were just trying to escape it, are you going to say, well, yeah, I had tea with somebody who died from Ebola 4 weeks ago and I have no symptoms? I don't know. Are they going to say that and then be quarantined in the United States? I think it's more than worrisome, for sure. Okay, here's one from Brad who says, Kate, first time I emailed the show. Promise you I'm going to call you. I listen to the show a lot when I download it from the network. And the Ebola thing is just stupid that they're going to do this deal at the airports, these fever screens, because Duncan himself, who died on Wednesday, didn't even have a fever until he was already a few days in the United States. And I don't know, would you be tempted to lie to get out of Liberia if you had a ticket and you were going to go and stay with some friends or whatever to get away from what's going on there? I think people would be tempted to do that for sure. I mean, meaning if you had brushed across somebody who had Ebola. So now you got these travelers who are coming in, and this is going to happen Saturday at JFK. And then next week, so they're not even doing it right away at the other ones. Next week, it'll be at Newark, Washington, Dulles, that airport there, which is right by the city, Chicago O'Hare, and Atlanta. I mean, that's where they're doing this. So they think that these measures could help protect us by, you know, by stopping somebody for a spiked temperature coming out of one of those airports from Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. That's what they're saying. They're going to be escorted by customs when they come in to a screening area after they review their passports. Ugh. And then they have their temperatures taken with a non-contact thermometer, and then they're going to observe them for signs of illness and ask a whole bunch of questions. Yeah, good luck with that. Nail the score! Good luck with that, too. That's next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
All right, coming up in a few minutes here on ATN, Nail the Score. Get ready to try to nail the score. I don't know what the game of the week is going to be, but it'll be a whole lot of fun, so keep this number handy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Wow! Stacy in Mississippi.
Hey, Stacy. How you doing?
I was thinking about you the other day with those big Mississippi wins, both the Rebels and Mississippi State with huge college football wins. I don't know why, but I just thought about you be living in the great state of Mississippi.
Hey, baby, we are country breed, cornbread, breed feed. But anyway, you was just talking about something. I just tell you all the time I ain't called probably in a year. But anyway, I just want to tell you something to get somebody maybe laugh, but this is a God-honest true story. Me and my brother, we was, 18, 19, college year. I mean, not college year, before we were in college. But anyway, working with my uncle down there building two houses side by side. My uncle's all been, it's very, very cold. Okay, he's all been over doing some nailing or whatever, first come out of nail guns and all up there, long ago it's been. And all at one of these, Of course, you see the crack of his butt all bent over. I want to feel the tongue going up the crack of his butt. He turns around. There's two deer standing there with orange collars on. And he's sleeping. And started sleeping so hard we can't work anymore. So, wait, I'll get my uncle's new truck. We go for a ride, of course. Who buys a case of Miller Pony beers? And I'm not advertising Miller, but anyway, buys that. Ride one of his back roads. It's a 3 mile road because nobody lives on. We go down this road and everything. It's sleeting like crazy. And this road's muddy. Nobody lives on it. Everybody got to take a leak. So I put off sides and let me drive like way right there going in the woods. And it's real slippery. I stopped and I hit my brakes. It didn't stop. It slid into a little stump that's about as big enough to dent my uncle's brand new truck, which he got me to drive after a while. But anyway, when I hit that, my brother starts cussing. He's saying, "You stupid, you know, all this and everything." But anyway, stopped the truck. He gonna get out and see what's going on. Now, when he opens the door, he disappears. I mean, he's like banished out of thin air. Anyway, I said, "Man, where did Kyle go?" Well, I shouldn't call his name, but anyway, where'd he go? Looked down, and then my buddy Mike, which is dead now, reached over and grabbed him. What he done, he stepped out of the door after cussing me out, stepped out the door, and steps in his old house place. What it was a water well, one of the big ones. He went all the way down that thing, just sleeping. Now think about this. And he walks. He walks about 3 miles to a guy's house. Buck Stringer, I say his name. Got him on a big track, comes back. My brother, all his clothes are froze. And finally get out of there. And then I let him drive. He is something that he runs off in the ditch and everything. And he had to walk back with froze clothes and get somebody, the same guy, to come pull us out again. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. I mean, with that.
That fits into our dumb things I shouldn't have done. Stacy, keep on rocking there in Mississippi. Don't be a stranger. I love it. All right, on that note, Stacy, it is time for Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, what game will the computer randomly choose? Nathan took great care today. They were going to even sell the computer at the mothership. He wouldn't let them. So on that fine note, let's let it roll. Ah, yes, the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Afternoon kick, 4:25 on the Fox Network. Seattle has given up 8 points. You might have heard us talk to Brandon Lang. He was talking about that game, and he doesn't like to touch anything with Tony Romo. He thinks Seattle will fillet them. I agree. I think the score is going to be 38-21. They'll more than cover, just for the sake of saying that. Because that's what I think is going to happen. Seahawks, 38-21. What do you say? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. By the way, we have Tony Romo talking about it. Check it out. Here's what he had to say.
You know, we've seen plenty of times, you know, one game isn't going to define your season at this point. However, you know, there are very important games, and this game is a game that is a great test for us.
Whatever, it's a great test for them. I guess you get at the end. He knows that they're 4-1, 2-0 away. They're not going to be 3-0 away. You heard what I said. If you want to nail the score, send me the score right now, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or you can call me right now at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Nathan. Nathan, what do you think?
Wait a minute. Who are we on again?
It's Cowboys and Seattle in Seattle. Seattle won the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, yeah. I am totally going with Seattle on this. Let's give them a high score. Everybody wants to run it in, make it a really loud game. Let's go with 32-27.
Ooh,
Seahawks.
So close. All right, 32-27 for Nathan. We'll see if he is closer than my guess. I think it is going to be a run 'em up game. Jack, by the way, weighs in. Thanks to the miracle of Pal Talk. He says Seattle 40, Dallas 13. So he's really thinking blowout. Seattle winning big time if they put up 40 points, which they are certainly capable of doing. Boy, that Super Bowl was boring, wasn't it? Ugh. I think of just what a job they did on Denver. And it was one of those off days for them, so it was a lousy Super Bowl. So far, Seattle got this one from the Pearl at America Tonight, who says, Kate, not much time, but I'm going to say Seattle slams them. Final score, 45-35. See ya. And they got this one from Brave Dave. And Brave Dave, I love the nicknames. Brave Dave says Seattle just womps them. I think the final score is going to be 40-17. Wow, that was close to Jax. Cop says Seattle Seahawks 38-17. Seattle winning that one. So Cop likes Seattle. It seems like it. I mean, nobody is picking the Cowboys at this point. Let's see. Here's another one. Through the miracle of the email, americatonight.net. I'm sorry, we didn't have much time. People were squeezing it in. This one from the whiner. Kate, what? No love? Few minutes? All right, so we knew everybody was going to pick Seattle. Seattle wins this one. Final score is 48-21. 48-21. Man, then they are putting a clamp on Romo, which wouldn't be a shocker. It is so loud in Seattle in that stadium. You can't even hear yourself think. I've actually been to it, but I've been to it prior to the just wild craziness of the fans, meaning how loud they are. If you were to measure it noise meter-wise, they set a Guinness Book of World Records. You can't hear yourself think. All right, thanks to everybody who weighed in on the shortened version of Nail the Score. Good luck.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.